I'm Tom Shivers with the Vending Business Show, here with Jim Dillingham, who's worked within the vending industry for 30 years as a vending manufacturer, salesman, an equipment distributor, vending operator, and currently as a consultant and broker of high-tech vending equipment and vending payment systems. Today we'll be talking about what's called VUE. So thanks for being here, Jim.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Tell us, what does VUE stand for?
VUE is an acronym for Virtual Universal Wireless Interface. This is a brand name for the product that's been developed and patented by a company called CoinFree, a Florida-based corporation. They're currently beta testing this cell phone payment system for vending machines in several areas across the country. Although we're happy to take orders at any time, we don't expect to be direct marketing our system until about July.
Okay. Well, how does this cashless system work?
Good question. VUE is kind of unique. It's a system whereby people can use their cell phone to make a vending purchase, even if they don't have cash on them. It's uniquely Bluetooth-based, as opposed to using the previously somewhat popular RFID, or radio frequency identification chips that are in some phones and many credit cards. The vending customer will download a free app to their smartphone, Android, Apple phone. At the moment, before the end of the year, it'll work on feature phones as well. But they fill out the information on the app, and they assign one or several credit cards that can be used for purchases. And when they want to make a vending purchase with a vending machine that has one of our VUE readers in it, they simply touch the app on their phone. The phone will identify the various machines within Bluetooth range, generally within 20 or 25 feet, and they'll be asked which machine they want their phone to pair up with. When they pair up with a specific machine, that price menu for that machine will show up on their phone, and they choose the value that they want to transfer to the machine. Then they have to punch in their password, and the payment will be processed and authorized, and that value will pop up on the vending machine display so that they can hit the selection button that they want to get their product. And no cash was needed. It takes generally about 20 seconds from start to finish. And for that matter, they can even request a sales receipt, which would be automatically sent to their email address. That's basically how it works.
Well, is that just on for like brand new vending machines?
Well, it does work on brand new machines. We're able to place the system on the current MDB-based technology vending machines from the various equipment manufacturers in the United States and from around the world. But also, we can apply our system to the older serial and pulse-based vending payment systems that are on vending machines dating back many years. This means that even very old vending machines can be upgraded to accepting cashless purchases by installing our VUE system. One of our beta tests are at the Florida offices of a fairly well-known international military contractor, and it was installed on an old Shoppertron, National Shoppertron food vending machine that was made prior to MDB technology being available, and it's making sales and working great. VUE offers a credit card processing solution that will allow cashless vending sales to be made on machines prior to the MDB standards being used by the equipment manufacturers today.
That's interesting. What are the costs in getting the VUE payment system?
That's one of the neat things. The VUE hardware we'll be selling when we're able to actually market it directly beyond the beta period. We'll be selling for $189 per unit. That would be needed to be installed in each vending machine separately, and that's a bit of a lower cost than most cashless systems in the market today. However, there were also no additional startup or activation fees, no kind of surprise fees related to that. And additionally, the monthly access fees for the ability to process ongoing cashless payments are only $5 a month, as opposed to the much more common $10 to $15 a month from other companies offering, say, card swipe or proximity card payments. There can even be an additional and rather significant savings when it comes to the payment transaction fees themselves, as you'll always have transaction fees if you're going to access credit card payments. CoinFree will be offering a unique loyalty program, which is already pre-approved by the phone companies, where vending customers can join our rewards program to get 1% back on all their purchases, just like a standard credit card rewards program or airline rewards program. They get 1% back. This requires, though, putting a $10 balance on their Vue Loyalty Club account, and this drops the transaction fees for the vending operator rather significantly. The vending operator can even limit the Vue sales at whatever vending machines where they install a reader to only making Loyalty Club transactions. So in this way, they can reduce and control their costs for extending the cashless capability to their customers. So those are pretty much the costs that are involved with the program.
Okay. Well, why did CoinFree base their cell phone payment system on Bluetooth instead of NFC?
Right. That's a good question. I'd say there's more than one reason. But basically, it's a safety issue. The near-frequency chips that are in cell phones and embedded in credit cards are completely unsafe. Identity thieves can literally walk through an airport or a mall with just a $100 NFC reader that they can buy on the Internet, and they can pick off the private credit card numbers, names, special codes, expiration dates, debit card bank account numbers from anyone within range of their reader. Which that kind of reader might have a 2-foot range. So people's most valuable and private information can be taken, and they won't even know it. Well, CoinFree chose to use the Bluetooth communication procedure for a couple of outside-the-box reasons. The first reason is security. We want to protect the sensitive data for everyone on our server, which completely blocks access to this sensitive data from identity thieves. The other reason is that the owner and the software engineers at CoinFree, I think, had the wisdom to respect the substantial investment that had already been made in that consumer's personal cell phone. There's no reason to add another telemetry investment into a vending machine with all the associated ongoing costs when someone already has an incredible telemetry capability in their own cell phone. But this is exactly what many other companies have done. We thought it would be best to use the consumer's investment in their cell phone as the primary communication device. And so we communicate with their phone to the vending machine through the less expensive and fairly universal Bluetooth avenue, and then use the Vue app on the phone to conclude the transaction at the other end, basically respecting the cell phone investment that's been made by the consumer, and secondly, making sure everybody's private information is quite secure. So that's basically why we did that.
Okay. Well, are there other benefits to the Bluetooth-based cell phone payment system?
Absolutely. There's some interesting capabilities we have for the future, and they're very, I think, fairly significant. In the second phase of our Vue product release, after we simply release the cashless payment capability, we're going to be adding vending sales data transmission. This will be an added service, which will use the hardware that might be already installed in the vending machines, as Vue will be able to deliver sales information from the DEX system in machines that can be, this kind of information is effective in management benefits for pre-kitting the delivery to various accounts, and also for, of course, cash accountability and sales accountability. This kind of information can be extremely valuable on both a financial point of view and an operational cost point of view. And that'll be in the second product release stage. We're also going to be working with some of the school point-of-sale companies, as Vuey has the capacity to make vending transactions using a student's lunch account balance at the vending machine. So what this would allow is public school and college students to use their cell phones to make a healthy beverage, snack, or meal purchase at a vending machine by paying for it with their prepaid meal balance. Of course, as long as there's a Vuey reader on the vending machine and they satisfy the ID authorization. This capability of using a student's point-of-sale lunch balance at a school vending machine happens to already be available through a couple of other systems that are dramatically more expensive, actually cost thousands of dollars per machine. However, I've had some experience in this, and in every case where I've seen school vending machines accept school lunch account payments, the vending machine sales have always doubled in value and actually sustained those increased sales. Vuey will simply offer the same capability through a cell phone for a tremendously less investment. I would say another major advantage to the Vuey system is related to some recent federal regulations that have come into effect. We can actually satisfy the most significant requirement for the new American Disability Act regulations that just went into effect recently on March 15th. The new law requires that access to vending payment systems have to be within 48 inches of the floor to offer access to the wheelchair handicap from a side position. As you probably know, most machines currently are 54 inches.
Right.
However, when you add a Vuey cell phone payment avenue, you literally put the payment access right into the palm of the hands of anyone sitting in a wheelchair. Since this can even be done on much older vending machines, then Vuey can be the avenue for adding ADA out-of-compliance vending machines compliancy. I mean, they can actually become compliant, as there are potential federal fines that can actually reach as much as $55,000 for installing non-compliant vending machines after March 15th. So Vuey actually provides a fairly inexpensive avenue, a way for making older vending machines compliant with the new federal regulations that require the 48-inch access, along with also offering, of course, the cashless payment capability. So I think there are a number of avenues that Vuey can offer substantial additional value to simply extending the cashless capability at a lower cost.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this rolls out. You say it's coming in July.
Well, we expect that. Yeah, the beta testing is right now. It's happening in a number of markets, but we expect to be able to, we can take orders now, but we don't expect to be able to start delivering product until around July.
Well, Jim, thanks for sharing. You've been listening to the Vending Business Show, a publication of A&M Equipment Sales.